We settle for meditation in the middle of everything that is our lives. Set up the body in a way that's as easeful as possible, given all the conditions. Settling into the particular beauty of stillness, or something like stillness, the strange beauty of stillness in the middle of the busyness of our lives. As the body begins to settle, find the breath, deepening, broadening the breath through the whole body. The foundations of immersion with the breath begin with connecting with the breath through the whole body, and a kind of weave between bringing the attention fully to the experience of the breathing body, particularly doing this in a way that makes a boundary against the wandering storytelling of the mind. And within, or in the space of that beginning to focus, then there's also just relaxing. So settling the body in a way that's really most easeful, going for comfort, non-strain. The foundations of this practice, we can return to again and again. As we connect with the sense of the body as a field of sensation, field of energy, just the presence that appears through the body. There's the quality of knowing this is a body, knowing the sensations of the body, but also the cultivating of the bodily energies. Be as you deepen the breath, there's a different kind of fullness that comes through the belly, through the chest. And begin to fill out the bodily energy. The sense of the whole body in its posture, and the soft wave of the breath energy moving in the whole body. I think this is really just a way of saying relax, arrive. Bring kindness. bringing a gentle intimacy with the life of this body. In our work with the first sets of instructions in mindfulness of breathing, there's a focus on connecting with the whole body, relaxing, settling the whole body, and then on connecting with the mind and the energies in the body, cultivating energies that are pleasurable, easeful, and then calming the mind, setting down the stories and preoccupations of the day. Taking some time to find whatever pleasure or simple presence is here with the breathing body. As we settle and arrive, mind can be seen and known. It's doing its thing. Thoughts, images, feelings, stories. Arise by themselves in the space of the mind, field of the heart. And the instruction to settle or bring to stillness the mind is not something that we do forcefully, or you can't maintain it if you do it forcefully. But there's a kind of delighting in silence. An inner silence that you can find. It takes a little bit of effort to sustain, but use as little effort as possible. Just a gentle, gentle tension on the line. And then when you find yourself in a pause between thoughts, notice the inner silence and sustain that silence by listening to it, by being alert for the arising of mental and emotional energy, and stay with the whole body. So that whatever begins to arise, you feel it bodily, feel it as an energy. Stay with the breath. without turning toward whatever story is coming. And the first two instructions in the third tetrad of Anapanasati. And don't worry if you don't remember the first eight, no problem. But just picking up just two of these hints in the direction of stillness, of samadhi. Step nine in the sequence that we've been exploring is experiencing the heart-mind. The heart-mind is the citta, experiencing the citta. This can mean a lot of things, but see what you notice. If you just turn your attention gently toward the field or space of knowing and feeling, that part of the energy of ourselves where feeling fills the body, where a kind of sensing and knowing, understanding lives. This knowing aspect, feeling aspect, cognizing aspect of ourselves is the heart mind. This heart or mind, citta is the Pali word. You can just think of it as the space of the heart in which all the inner process unfolds. Can you feel that space? Maybe you notice your mood, and then you notice how mood fills the field of your being. Where is a mood? When you have an emotion or a feeling or an energy, where is that? What's it like to experience a mood in the heart? Or when a story comes through with images, words, feelings, where is that story? What is the field in which it seems to arise? That's the citta. We'll just call it the heart. So experiencing the heart. I think it's enough even just to sense the field of feeling and to know that I'm a kind of being that feels. I have a feeling, thinking nature. Just to know that. So that's step nine, experiencing the citta. And step 10, gladdening, bringing joy to the citta. So we're just playing with these two steps. And if this is complicated, don't worry about it. Just go back to feeling the whole body breathing. All of this can just be a very gentle inquiry on top of the basic practice of feeling the whole body breathing. Feeling the in and out breath and the sense of the whole body. But as you do that, there's this feeling heart-mind and this mysterious, beautiful instruction to gladden the heart. to bring joy to that heart. How do you do that? I think often we do it by telling ourselves a joyful story or being encouraging. We think our way toward it. So you can do that. You can remind yourself that you're practicing and that practice is good, that you're doing your best, that you care for yourself and others. You can remind yourself lots of good things, like doing metta for yourself here. But you can also feel into gladdening the heart in a wordless kind of way. I try to just let a kind of tone of appreciative ease uplift the whole being. Maybe you turn toward what feels best in this moment, meditating. What feels good here? And when something feels good, can you not just have it be pleasure, but let it open the heart itself in a kind of buoyant warm appreciation. If the mind complains, aversion or doubt or fear, grumpiness, all the different hindrances come in, it's okay. Remember that the citta, this heart, is not the feelings itself. It's more like the one who holds the feelings or witnesses them. It's like the very wise teacher of a busy kindergarten. At any given moment, some kids are playing, some kids are resting, some kids are having a hard time. But there's an unconditional benevolence. Like it's just good to be here. Almost no matter what's happening. So we'll practice in this way. The foundational practice of breathing with the whole body. Settling the body, settling the mind. Gladdening the mind and heart. We'll sit in silence together from here. Coming toward the end of our formal sitting, you might remind the body and heart of this gladdening. If it slipped away in the river of thinking, just coming back once more to the sense of the whole body breathing, settling the, relaxing the body, a sense of the mind, settling, calming the mind, feeling energy or a kind of palpable presence through the whole body. And then these, this turning toward the heart, toward the citta, experiencing the heart, gladdening the heart. Just remember, feel and remember whatever that is like for you in this moment. Just opening toward a field of what's right, what's good. However, we can touch into that. Let the breath deepen again as we come out of formal meditation. I'll sing the homage to the Buddha three times to close. Tassa bhagavato arahato sammāsambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammāsambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammāsambuddhassa. Letting it go.